This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm here. I've not gone anywhere. Blame it on Jay Thomas.
I'm here.
Blame it on Jay Thomas. Why? What?
Well, he's in the building, he creates quite the ruckus. We've got him in a bunker over WDAY, he's all excited to move over here. So I had to show him the plans for the new building, and you know, we had a chat, and I thought I could
wait. New building? Are you moving or just remodeling?
We're adding on to our current
Okay.
Yeah, we're adding on to the 2852 Thunder Road Flag Family Media Headquarters. Yes, we are. Because we added, of course, a whole new radio station. So you need more room and more studios and more.
You tell Jay I said hi. He's been a guest of mine before, and that was a riot. It really
was.
This
was on with me. We had a blast. We just chatted a little on the air. And, of course, we're on WDAY. 970 and 93.1 FM now. A show that, of course, What's on Your Mind. When did you and I start doing this together, Todd? So What's on Your Mind was really born out of a K-Fire partnership because they had a show called What's on Your Mind. I've done Hot Talk. I've done, the Common Sense Club, I guess, for a while. But What's on Your Mind is really fun because as much as we try every day to hear from people and find out what's on their mind, that's really what the show is all about. Sometimes people joke and say, are you sure this isn't what's on Scott's mind? That's called
well,
that's
going to be in the mix. You can't help it. Who's ever hosting, it's going to be the thing. I mean,
one day I should just try and be like a robot or something, you know, kind of like the stock market operates, right? You just, put the coins in the fountain for the,
market. Have you invested in GameStop lately, by the way?
that's fake stock.
Stock.
Yeah, have you heard of fake news? That's a fake stock. Yeah. And I'm telling you, this whole GameStop and Reddit thing is probably something you need to pay closer attention to than you are.
Yeah, all of a sudden the SEC is reading Reddit like they never have, you know?
Well, yeah, and they're talking about putting people in jail. And
question is, when's the movie coming out? You know somebody's making a movie of this. They gotta be. It's too good a story.
Yeah, maybe that's why they did it, to make the movie. I don't know. It's so bizarre.
It's better than most of what Hollywood comes up with, so why not?
And I have to tell you, it is impossible for me to follow. It's like, wow. But I do want to know, and our money guy, Brian Kronk, is going to be back. He was here earlier in the week, and we just scratched the surface on the whole GameStop thing, and it's even evolved since then. So now Reddit's in the middle of this, too, and I just want to know for all of us. So Brian will join us at the bottom of the hour. From Collins and Kronk, Raymond James, and tell us a little bit what's going on. He's the guy that advises the teachers and law enforcement and many other big, big, big investors what to do in a case like that. So he's a world-class resource that normally would be something he'd only tell his clients, but he tells us. So it's kind of a reason that I'm a client of his, because I get that advice off the air, too, to invest. I think my retirement fund is up to like $10,500 now. I'm really excited. So I'll be working till 90, and then we'll be.
I'm trying to be Sid Hartman. I want to be 100 and have somebody still willing to give me a check to do this stuff.
Well, I'd probably take my 10-5 in retirement up to like what? Maybe 30 grand if I worked as long as Sid, right? that's Brian's job. But I'm with you. I like the Sid Hartman plan.
Well, because I mean, what are people like you and I going to do anyway? We're still going to squawk. We're still going to. We might as well have a mic and a check. I mean, why not? You know.
Although I would say. By the time Sid was done, you know, in his later years, I almost felt like, sort of like I do about Joe Biden.
Oh, I know.
Like somebody should.
Yeah. But that's why I say as long as somebody's still willing to give me a check, I'm not saying I'm going to excel at 100. Heck, I may not excel at 60 for all I know, but.
Yeah, I just, I feel like I do about Jill Biden. You know, do you love your husband? Hunter, where's Hunter? He's busy making millions. Does anybody care about their dad or their husband here? Because I watched last night the latest round. Watch him when he signs something and then how he puts the pen away. Yesterday it was like in the coat pocket, right? And he was trying to jam a pen into a pocket that didn't exist. And he did it like 7 or 8 times, and then he said, put the pen in the pocket. You know,
I just like how we have enough vaccine to make sure 300 Americans get taken care of.
It's like he's back to third grade. It's just really sad. Donald Trump might have been a president that you didn't care for. He might have been a president that was, I think, fairly what people didn't understand about Donald Trump is that he was a non-traditional president. That's the best way to say it. He didn't follow any norm. That's why he ran for office. That's why he won. If he'd have gone in there and been like George W. Bush or Bush 41 or Bill Clinton or whatever, we'd say, oh, he's just another politician. He wasn't.
What did we want? An outsider, real-world experience, outside the beltway, not one of the insiders, not one of the swamp. Isn't that what we elected then in 2016?
Well, that's right. And my point is, look, were there things he could have done differently, better, whatever? Yeah. Would that maybe, for instance, during COVID made a difference if he'd have been sort of all COVID woke and not said things like we can't make the cure worse than the disease? Which, by the way, it officially is now. Do you see more people are smoking? There's suicides
what?
Are up.
Yeah.
Visits to doctors are up. Every bad thing has happened because of COVID, and I would argue more from the scare tactics than the facts, right?
Right.
And so it's just sad. Donald Trump was right. The cure was worse than the disease. But if he hadn't said it, if you would have been told 24/7 by Donald Trump, more vaccines coming, we got at warp speed, here's what we're doing on PPE, here's what we're doing on ventilators, more people would have been scared. By the way, he was doing all of it. He just wasn't telling you he's doing it. Then maybe he would have what? Had a few more million votes and won by, like, I don't know. Maybe he had 82 million votes. The point is, whatever he did, he was going to lose. That was clearly decided long ago. And to date, they've gotten by with it. So can you say, gosh, I wish he had done this and that? Yeah. Do you want him back now after 1 week? Who wants him back? Jay Thomas was just on the show with us on our WDAY AM 1100, the flag version of this. And he said, I was wrong. Something nobody says ever, by the way. I was wrong, Jay said. I said, why? He said, I told everybody, look, I want Trump. I voted for Trump. But Biden won't be as bad as we think. He said, I was wrong. 1 week in, he's proven me wrong. I bet there's a lot of other people saying that, too. So our big question is, what do you do about that? Today is the 29th of January. On this date in 1973, I guess it was January 22nd, but this is the day that we remember Roe versus Wade every year. And there is a March for Life in Washington, D.C. Due to COVID, we've once again proven the cure is worse than the disease because a chain of historic marches on Washington has been broken. The largest March for Life, the largest protest, whatever you want to call it, gathering of any group every year, consistently has been the March for Life. The chain is broken due to COVID. That doesn't mean we aren't recognizing this horrific day in history, January of 1973, when a government, when a court decided it was okay to kill a baby. I will never, ever, ever stop believing that this is a horrific black mark on this great country. I will never stop believing it is the work of the devil. You can disavow me of that if you like. You can talk about choice. All week long, I've carried around my little Mother Teresa quote. You guys remember Mother Teresa?
Oh, yeah.
This sweet little force of a lady, right?
Yep.
Maybe I lied. I thought I had it with me. I'm standing up now trying to find it. Give me a second.
You really set yourself up for that one, didn't you?
Yeah, and I don't...
In my formerly nicotine-stained fingers.
Gosh almighty. It was just a little tiny prayer card, but it had one powerful quote on it from Mother Teresa.
So tiny you can't even find it.
I'll paraphrase it. Okay. Mother Teresa said, it is a great travesty when you kill a child so you can live a better life. Something like that. Meaning, when killing a child becomes birth control, basically. It's an inconvenience. I can't afford it. I'm too young. My friends will laugh. Whatever. When they don't know that it comes with a tsunami of mental health issues after. Number one. And number two, significant increases in real serious health issues. Something nobody ever tells you when you go to the quote-unquote clinic downtown Fargo. This clinic kills a kindergarten-sized class of children every single year. So do the math, folks. Since 1973, how many kindergarten-sized classes do you think have been exterminated? What would those children do today? Would one of them have cured cancer by now? Would one of them have been the first female president by now? Think about that. This is why it sickens me to my core that this is legal, that this is the federal government saying this is okay. I will never, never, never think that's okay. We'll talk about that and more today. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour for your calls on the Talk Radio Town Hall, and the money guy, Brian Cronk, coming up on what the heck is going on with GameStop and Reddit. Let's get to your calls next. Tell me what's on your mind. Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spirit Way. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Phone numbers are 701-258-0550. You get to the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, K-Fire 550, and then it shoots to all of us on all the stations you're listening to this program. Thank you for doing that. Just saw a report of how many people listen on desktops, and it's amazing. You know, six figures? Six figures? I believe it. People are listening just on desktops.
Yep, on the app or whatever. Yep.
No,
yeah,
it's not the app.
Just on the desktop.
Just on the desktop. App separate. Phenomenal.
That's how the missus listens.
I appreciate however you're listening, and we do so very much appreciate it. It's Friday, PetroServe USA. Did I say the number? 701-258-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. First-time callers, it's Fulton Friday and first-time caller Friday, which just means we put you to the front of the line, but anybody can call. Yesterday we did first-time callers only and gave away tickets to the Sportsman Show, but anybody can call today on any topic to find out what's on your mind. And hopefully answer my question from yesterday that's going to linger for weeks. What are we going to do? What do we do about it? But that's what's on my mind. Whatever's on your mind, fair game. 701-258-0550. Text me. 701-367-2054. Or Todd. 701-226-8503. Email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So PetroServe USA, today, Friday, and Valley Dairy Stores. You walk in and say, hey, I like some chicken, I like some cotton rolls, how about a couple of those cookies, they're fantastic. Or how about this deal, personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. And get ready for it, there's meatballs in Yulin today. There's pulled pork sandwiches at 12th Avenue North and I-29 Fargo. There's chicken tenders West Main Avenue West Fargo. Valley City, exit 292, pull in, head north. Once you come in, head north off the exit. South bad, north good. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. You'll smell the home cooking right when you get to the bottom of the exit. Harwood, two sloppy joes and chips. That's a meal. If I were there today, I'd probably have a burger. Get a burger or two in before Lent on Friday. You know what I'm saying? PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Sports show is on. I tell you, one of my heroes right now. Why do I keep saying sportsman show?
Oh, it's all right. No, boat show. Boat and marine.
This is the boat show.
And marine product show, actually.
Next month or like March is the
sportsman show. Yeah. First week in March, usually, yep.
So this is all about trout fishing and kicking tires on boats and docks and lifts and the salsa lay and everything else. But Barry Sinanco has started with his dad a Minnesota business to bring these shows to the upper Midwest. Well, they're shut down in the upper Midwest due to COVID. Not here. Barry, thank you. How you doing?
Yeah, thank you. You know, I'm in an industry that in a lot of states, trade shows were just simply shut down. And I'm very grateful to have some shows in the Dakotas. And when, you know, we've spent a whole summer talking to the building, what are we going to do? What plans can we put in place? We just came out with some common sense solutions. And a boat show, by design, are big exhibits with lots of room, and it lends itself to distancing just by the way it is every year. So we are absolutely confident we can do this in a safe manner, a competent manner, and we're just trudging on. We're just continuing our life.
Yay.
Isn't that great? I mean, that alone is a reason to drive from Williston to Fargo this weekend and go to the boat show. 2021 Red River Valley Boat and Marine Product Show. Once you're on the air today, feel free to tell me if you'd like tickets, and we'll see what we can do for you. And Kevin's taking them up there in an envelope. They'll be at will call for you whether you come today until 8, tomorrow 10 to 8, or Sunday 10 to 5 at the Fargo Dome. Ruger in Golden Valley, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Lay it on me. Is Ruger there? I'm not hearing Ruger. Anybody else? He should
Ruger's
be. Ruger,
here.
Can you? Okay, good, Ruger. What's on your mind?
I got you. Okay, the other day I called you when I was at the Capitol building at a committee meeting for one of the Expand Your Civil Rights to Defend Yourself Outside Your Home. And I forgot, one thing I forgot, one of the last people in opposition there was a from the North Dakota Peace Officers Association attorney. His name was Blair Thorson. They came up and he made it short and sweet and said, we oppose this bill. And pretty much all I did was, you know, left the podium. So I looked up North Dakota Peace Officers Association. And something I found kind of ticked me off. Here, one of their sponsors, Shield Sports. Well, guess what Shield Sports sells? This Shield Sports sells all kinds of small handguns to carry to defend yourself. Well, guess what, Shields? You're sponsoring somebody who's against our right to defend ourselves. I find that pretty preposterous. You're making money off this, and there you are sponsoring people to go up there and lobby against our rights.
Let me ask you something, Ruben. Why do you think the Peace Officers Association was opposed to that? First of all, tell folks what that bill would do real quick. The one they were supporting, you were opposing.
Okay. They opposed it. It was, I believe, House Bill 1193. Jeff Magrum was the sponsor. It would allow you to not retreat outside your home if you felt that your life was threatened or your well-being. You know, somebody is going to beat you to within an inch of your life. You can defend yourself. It's kind of a castle doctrine outside of your house.
Okay, but we have that law now, don't we? Do we have some version of that law now?
No, if you're outside your home and you feel like your life is threatened.
Extends that boundary. I got it. Right now, if you're in your home, it's fine, but you're extending the boundary of what that's legal. I got it. Okay.
Right.
Now,
I think if you're outside your home, they want you to run away, you know, and then somebody catches you from behind and beats the hell out of you from behind. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, but do we agree that the North Dakota Peace Officers Association represents a lot of people who do very good things?
Sure, I believe cops do good things. Yeah, I agree with that.
So, I mean, these are, I think, well-intended folks that represent law enforcement officers. They're on the thin blue line. We appreciate it. So I'm willing to hear them out. I kind of agree with you. Look, 9 times out of 10, that's going to be something that ends well for the homeowner trying to protect their family and ends very poorly for the thug trying to invade someone's home, steal something, whatever. But if I'm a cop, I might think, well, you know, look, what if I'm already onto the guy? What if I got my sights on the guy, then you come out, then, you know, you shoot me instead of him. So I have an open mind about why they might oppose it, but I'm going to come back to Shields. Shields is supporting an organization that does more good than bad, aren't they?
I would say, but still, they're up lobbying against my civil rights and self-defense, and they're selling things that are used for that. I mean, that is so hypocritical in my mind. Maybe I'm more politically stout than Shields is, I guess, but I mean, that's common sense to me.
Well, if I was Shields, I'd say they're doing more good than bad, so we want to help these guys, but we disagree with them on this one. What they could do is maybe come out in opposition like you are, or, you know, to supporting the Magrum bill rather than supporting Peace Officers Association. But you raise a good point. I'll ask others what they think, Ruger. Appreciate the call, and we'll dig into it. Let's dig into House Bill 1193. I don't know that we've ever had Jeff Magrum on, so we should probably do that. Keith in Detroit Lakes, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir.
So what can we do? So what we should do is stop voting for Republicans that don't support Trump. So we had a chance during the right before the riot at the Capitol to all Republicans, if they would have voted to challenge the election results, we would have had 52 senators and
I know where you're going. Keith, do me a favor. Don't touch that phone. Just stay right there. We'll finish this. I hear where you're going. Let's talk about it next on What's on Your Mind.
Around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors. We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMille. Visit givingheartsday.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day, Thursday, February 11th.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gas line carrying liquid nitrogen ruptured at a poultry processing plant in Georgia on Thursday morning, killing 6 people and injuring 11 others. It happened Thursday morning at Foundation Food Group plant in Gainesville, Georgia. Witnesses say there was no explosion and appears that nitrogen merely overtook oxygen levels. A Navy warship docked in San Diego is contending with the COVID-19 outbreak. Officials confirmed that some members aboard the USS Chaffee, which arrived in San Diego from Hawaii last weekend, have tested positive for the virus. 41 of the ship's 350 crew members are in quarantine with either a positive diagnosis or possible exposure. None have been hospitalized. In-person classes in Chicago for pre-kindergarten and special education students were canceled again on Thursday as labor disputes between teachers and school officials over the district's COVID-19 safety plan remains unresolved. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by Pipers, America's Land Auctioneers. I think I'd say I'm out of this insanity known as Reddit and GameStop and that merry-go-round, and I'd find myself some land. You know Bill Gates owns more crop production land than anybody in America?
Yep, he does.
He's not the biggest land. He's not the biggest landowner.
Nope.
The biggest landowner is actually Ted Turner.
Ted Turner, yep.
And he's got the Buffalo thing. But why do you think Ted Turner, mega-rich guy, and Bill Gates, mega-rich guy, own crop production land or grazing land or land? Why do you think that is?
Well, let's follow the money.
Exactly. It's good investment. I know some people say Bill Gates is going to use that crop production land to turn our crops into something I will be injected in. I don't think so. I don't trust the guy. I don't trust any zillionaire that, you know, flies around the country kind of mysteriously and gets involved in things. His intentions may be pure, but I don't know. I don't know enough. I question everything. You have to these days. Kevin taught me that. Question everything. That's his mantra. Anyway, back to Pipers. So when you're looking for an investment, you ought to at least take some time to learn about land values, about locations, hunting land, production land, and everything from vineyards to dairy to, you know, you name it, they can do it. Pipers.com, Pipers.com, they're the pros. Get that catalog. Lots of auctions coming up. They're stacking them up. Going to be great fun. All right, Keith in Detroit likes, let's finish our conversation. I think you said my answer to the question, what can we do about it, is not vote for Republicans who do not support Donald Trump. Is that right?
Is that what you said, Keith? If the roles were reversed, every Democrat would have voted to investigate the election, every one of them. But Republican, they won't do it, and they come on your show, and it's always Kramer's got, yeah, he's a good guy, I agree, but he wouldn't support it. And I'm not blaming him. I blame all of them, McConnell, all of them, because Democrat would have supported them.
Right, I hear you, and I think that's a track many people are taking right now, and my wife included, by the way. She's done. She doesn't want to hear any excuses. She's just done. She's done with all of them. And we have this tiny little conversation in the hot tub or in the sauna, and I say, well, okay, if let's take Kevin Cramer, for example. I'm going to ask him next hour about a call he got from Donald Trump's and his office related to the vote on impeachment coming up. And first of all, wasn't a call about anything other than a thank you. He was one of five senators, and I read this in Politico. I didn't hear it from Kevin. Politico said he was one of five senators who got a thank you call from Donald Trump's office, now in Florida, saying, we appreciate everything you've done for us. You're always there for us. And we totally get what happened on January 6th. So if Donald Trump isn't ticked at some of these guys, why should we be? I think we have to define support Donald Trump. If these Republicans were Kevin Cramer, John Hovind support Donald Trump, Kelly Armstrong support Donald Trump, versus, I don't know, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, you know, the ones that hated Trump. I would agree with you. Now, then I'd say, well, no, Susan Collins is too. So you got to be smart about how you keep a majority, because without Susan Collins, we wouldn't have a power sharing agreement right now. Right?
Sure,
so
but,
it's so
yeah,
complicated.
Sure. I'm not blaming Kramer and those guys. I'm saying all of them, though. Mike Lindell was just on your show 2 days ago telling you how these voting machines and what the mathematician and he'll never get his story out because the Republicans will not support it. They will not push the agenda. And so Donald Trump might like Kevin Kramer, but the American people ain't going to buy that.
I hear you, Keith. And by the way, I do blame John Hoban, Kelly Armstrong, and Kevin Kramer. I do blame them for a poor decision to not join the objection out of principle. I understand why they didn't. I think they have strong constitutional grounds to not do it, but their constituents didn't want that. I believe that in every fiber of my being. Look at Trump's vote total in North Dakota and tell me that amount of Trump folks went south on Donald Trump by January 6th. Not a chance of it. So I know in my heart, I know by pure math that their constituents wanted that. And they don't have to vote the way their constituents want every time because they are elected by us, but they also are elected by taking an oath to the Constitution. So I share the blame, but I'm moving on beyond January 6th to say, what do we do about it now? And I do believe the evidence, to Kevin Kramer's credit, by the way, Kelly Armstrong wasn't in a room. John Hoban was not in a room with Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell, General Flynn's lieutenants, and all kinds of operatives that said, here's what we believe happened in this election. Kevin Kramer was on the Monday before the Wednesday vote. And he left that meeting saying, there's a lot of evidence here, but there isn't enough proof here. I need some proof from the evidence that can lead me to do something the Constitution tells me I can't do. And that's where I think they're due some slack, but I blame them too. And I blame every Republican for not having more fight. Even when it means, gosh, I'm going to do something the Constitution doesn't allow. Well, maybe we're going to have to litigate that after, but it's the right thing to do. But it's ancient history at this point. Look what Joe Biden's done in his first week. It's ancient history. Love the comment, Keith. Thank you. Henry Fargo, Bob in Ottertail, Minnesota, next after we talk to my money man. And I hope he's your money man because he's wicked smart about this stuff. Brian Kronk from Collins and Kronk. Just give me your best fifth grade explanation of first GameStop. And now Reddit, it seems to me like the wheels are coming off in any kind of sanity involved with Wall Street, that this is now not fake news, it's fake stocks. Is that too strong, Brian?
I like the way you put that, Scott. I don't know if it's too strong. I mean, I think this is real stuff that's going on out here in the market. But I tell you what, it's been some craziness that, you know, the elites really don't like this. You can see already they're trying to shut down this Reddit group. They're trying to shut down some of what's been going on some of these various trading platforms. The simplest explanation I can come up with is the little guy sticking it to the big guy, turning their trade against them, and that's taken some of these short positions like GameStop and AMC and BlackBerry, and they've run those stock prices up where the hedge funds usually take advantage and run them the other direction. And I tell you what, Wall Street does not like that.
Is it good for the investor, though? I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, the mega investors that you advise and help. I'm talking about the little guy. I'm talking about my measly little fund you're managing. What about us?
Well, I think any time that little investor, I mean, that's who I primarily represent is the little investor. And any time that they can get a leg up, I'm all for that. So when we can start doing things here on Main Street instead of Wall Street, I'm all for that. Would I recommend any of these trades? Absolutely not. Right now we're dealing with a total cowboy situation. I call them cowboy stocks because, you know, they're the kind of things when a cowboy falls off his horse, he doesn't cry. He just gets back up on the horse. And these stocks, when they start coming back home, are going to end up with a lot of these small investors crying. I hate to say that. And at this point in the trade, we've seen it where a lot of these big institutions have switched sides. They've come into this, and it's no longer just a little guy in these trades. But what it's done is it's really awakened the general public to what goes on in some of these Wall Street trades and the fact that, you know, they like these rules when it's applying only just to them. They like these rules when they can manipulate a stock and drive it down or up or something like that. But when the little guy bands together on a website like Reddit or something like that and does it against them, they don't like it. I don't know if you heard this, Scott, but a lot of these Reddit users that actually had a Facebook group as well, Facebook has canceled that. It's almost like the cancel culture they did to Trump and to Parler. Now they're doing that to some of these little investors who had band together.
And this David Portney, as a result of what you just talked about, who's this, you know, I don't know, celebrity in the internet world, right? Founder of these Barstool Sports rooms. He's saying people should go to jail over this scandal. You know, I got a text from a listener. I want to ask you what get your take on what he's saying. He's saying, Scott, you really need to do some research this weekend and pivot the theme to Reddit. It is the power of the people that we have been looking for. The elites are trying to stop it hard. It will expose the criminal nature of the elitist. What else can we do with that platform? Send a message to politicians to weigh in on legislation, so forth. Maybe crazy, but it's the first breath of fresh air I've breathed in months. Is he right?
Well, it's interesting because, yeah, he's talking about the power of social media and the power of some of these sites. You know, I had talked to you once, Scott, about that other site out there that was supporting Donald Trump, the Donald.win. And you can see a whole bunch of people on there that are voicing concerns and putting things out there. Here's a group on Reddit that the same thing. They're getting together to talk about, you know, using some of these stock trading tools and things like that. And so, yeah, I think when you get, you know, just to use that Reddit group for an example, it went from 1 million people to 3 million people. It's up to 5 million users in that Reddit group right now. And so when you get 5 million small voices together, you end up with a nice large voice, and hopefully you can get something done. The problem still goes back to just what they did to Donald Trump and conservatives on these various sites is Reddit can just turn them off anytime that they want. And you're seeing that the same group was on another place called Discord. They got turned off there. They got banned on Facebook. And so guess what? We've got a bigger problem here. The minute we the people, start to exercise and group together as a voice, there's these powers that be, if you will, that run these big social sites, probably encouraged by elements of the government that are saying, hey, shut that down. They shut down trading in some of these stocks. They shut down some of these various Reddit sites. And that's the problem we're dealing with right now is censorship. It really comes down to that.
And David Portney slamming the Robinhood app amid all of this and suggesting people should go to jail. That's a little chilling, isn't it?
Well, think about this, Scott. So you've got these, just what this, you know, person who texted you was saying, hey, let's band together. Let's take control of some of these things. Let's send a message. And so you have all these people who banded together on Reddit and said, hey, here's a strategy we're going to use. They're all individuals. They can do or not do their own things, but they decide to all do the same thing. And they're doing things. And what happens? You get a place like Robinhood where a lot of these trades are going on. Also TD Ameritrade, some of these other companies. Basically, all of a sudden stopped allowing their users to trade those stocks. So just think about that. You're an individual investor. You're calling whatever platform that you do business with and say, hey, I want to exercise a trade. I want to buy some of this GameStop stock. And they won't let you do it. They say, sorry, you can't. But yet, guess what? The hedge fund people, they don't have their hands tied behind their back. So yeah, all of a sudden, when these tools are being used the other direction, they're being taken away from us, we the people, again, but yet the elites at the hedge funds, guess what? They have all their same trading tools. Nothing's been blocked for them. And so, yeah, you know, is that a crime? I don't know. You know, somebody at Robinhood might argue that they were just managing the risk for their company, and there's probably some validity to that. But it gets awfully suspicious. My guess is some people who move a lot of big money around that is very profitable for some of these companies made some phone calls, and the next thing you know, you've got, you know, a lot of these stocks being blocked on these various trading platforms.
All I know is this is not for the faint of heart. And, you know, what they do at Collins & Clark, normally for folks that have, you know, assets of $500,000 or more to be able to really move that needle for you, but occasionally they take runs like me, do some incredible work helping folks maneuver these shark-infested waters. So he's my money man. I hope he's yours, too. 235-0119. 235-0119. Give him a call at Collins & Clark. Fargo, thanks for the good advice, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Piper's Auctioneers 2021 equipment auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including Premier Farm Equipment Auctions in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Bismarck, Bowman, Rain, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Steele, Marmot, Animoos, Lear, and Raleigh, North Dakota. With today's optimism in the equipment markets, it's never been a better time to turn iron into cash, and Piper's regional and online auctions can do just that. Consign your items today at 701-523-7366. All equipment inventories and auction details are updated daily at pipers.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so I'll just ask you what's on your mind. You go wherever you want to go.
We got the trout pond, and that's a big crowd favorite. We brought that back. We're looking at some nice seminars. Angler Jim Carroll, he's one of the top professional walleye anglers in the country. He's going to be doing three seminars Friday, Saturday, and Sunday about advanced sonar and GPS topics. And basically, you want to go down to Reed Sporting Goods. They're going to be there. Oh. You pick up your electronics. You go to the show, and Jim will show you how to work it. Because here's the thing. We're guys. We buy stuff. We just open up the box, plug it in, and start pushing buttons.
That's right.
I love that guy. But Jim actually tells you how to, you really should do it, right? That's the nice thing about that seminar. It's really good. Brian's exactly right. That's Brian Shin from the 2021 Red River Valley Boat and Marine Products Show. Noon to 8 today, Saturday 10 to 8, Sunday 10 to 5. Tickets, $10 at the door. At the door, if you go to the website, you get a buck off coupon, or you can tell me you want a pair, and I'll take care of you. Whoever's going to come the furthest, I'll give you a family pack. Just call us, let us know, or text me at 701-367-2416. 367-2054. You can text me before the show ends today with your name and town, and we'll take care of you. All right, Henry in Fargo, let's get you in quick, and then Jim the flagpole guy standing by. Henry, what's on your mind?
Hey, so the Ruger guy, great guy. Wish we'd leave a webpage or something so we can support him on his efforts. But that's called the Stand Your Ground Law. It's totally different than the CASA law. Has nothing to do with your house. North Dakota definitely needs it. I'm also curious if when DAPL was going on and protesters were blocking highways, our local Congress people were supposed to pass a law saying, not that it was legal to run them over, but if they blocked the highway and tried to surround your car like they did the police out in, on the West Coast, that you're not going to get charged for running them over. I mean, these are things we need now to protect the common, average day American trying to live his life.
Wow, well said, Henry. Appreciate the call. And by the way, you know, you get one more day past that nightmare of DAPL, where literally families were harassed. Thugs were standing in front of school buses scaring the daylights out of kids. People couldn't sleep because people were in their yards. They were killing cattle. Sick, ridiculous evil. And the tools to defend themselves were limited. And you get one day past and another day past and everybody forgets. So I do applaud the effort being back front and center. I want to know more about what the Peace Officers Association has to say, but Henry, thanks for the comment. Jim the flagpole guy is here. Whenever I'm getting a little down and things are getting a little tough, I think of all those flags this guy's put all across North Dakota, and I say, you know what? A lot has happened under that flag. A lot has happened. So get a flag. We have one in the front yard and the backyard, thanks to Jim, and you should too. Jim the flagpole guy, a North Dakota legend, what's on your mind?
Oh, Scott, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. And I just want to speak about sanctity of life. And today is the day that we remember that all life is precious. And life for me is good today because the boom truck, you know, she was broke down. And my Monday schedule starts on this Friday. And if I promise that I'm coming to see you fix your flagpole, that started today. So life's good. The boom truck's running, and, you know, I just only had it a year, and now I'm really kind of knowing more about it, and that's life. We learn. And I'm pumped because of the people I get to go see and be around. Anytime you have a flagpole encounter, they're glad to see you come, and they're glad to fly the flag, and there's just something so sentimental and beautiful about why they do that. And when they go through that, it's just a part you'd really like to be a part of. And
you've had that blessing. You've had that blessing, and it is amazing. I've been asking our listeners after this horrendous week of an all-out assault on North Dakota's economy, on our energy, the cost of everything is going to go up if these people get their way, and there are going to be less people in North Dakota. Their movers are already getting calls. It's sad. What do we do about it? One very simple thing is fly that flag, isn't it?
Well, and remember, yes, and if you can't fly it right now and you want to, that's okay too. But remember why that flag's important, and teach our children. You know, history has a bad way of repeating itself, and we're not teaching our history, and we're trying to get rid of all of our names on the high schools and of the founding fathers. We're at a tipping point, and God's in control. He knew this was going to happen. My people will humble themselves and pray, seek my face. I will heal their land. And I'm asking people to pray big time, because when you look at people that just decide they're going to take an election, no, he didn't win, and then they're going to like, oh, you can't trade your stocks no more, sorry. Oh, and by the way, executive order just went out that said, we're not going to call it the China virus. So the government that we instill is give us our First Amendment rights, or ensure it by God, given it to us, that they're telling us we can't say. So I don't know. We're in really wild times, and I guess we're born for such a time as this. How do we battle it? Well, with God's help, all things are possible. I got to just keep coming to that, because in my carnal sense, in 1777, Oliver Perry Abraham Swarthout gave the blue of his jacket for the first battle flag, dated 17. January or June 14th, 1777. So, you know, war's in our DNA, too. When do we really want that? We better figure it out.
Wow.
Pray.
Well, you're right. Matthew 19:26 guides me. Every time somebody says it's impossible, I say, oh, really? Don't you believe in God? With God, all things are possible. I read in the best book ever written. Very well said, Jim. Very well said. You're a patriot, a scholar, a great teacher. 701-571-FLAG. My goal in 2021 is to sell enough flagpoles for Jim that he buys a brand new boom truck, and he'll be everywhere. Check him out online, ndflagpoleguy.com. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.